Hi, I'm Marion McPartland, and welcome to Piano Jazz. We're here today in front of a live audience at the 2006 Tanglewood Jazz Festival. My guest today on Piano Jazz is a remarkable singer-songwriter who burst onto the scene about 30 years ago. He's best known as a famous rock star, but that doesn't begin to describe the depth of his musical ideas. Actually, he's never been someone easily classified. He's experimented with so many musical styles, and he's collaborated with everyone, from Burt Bacharach to Tony Bennett, to his latest recording with Alan Toussaint. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a warm Tanglewood welcome to Mr. Elvis Costello.
Quite a welcome.
It's just great that you're here. We've already done piano jazz. Well, this actually is piano jazz, except it's in the open air. And
I think for some of you out there, very much in the open air. Where they're waving there, their little blue hands waving in the distance.
What have you got in that book there? You brought a book?
I thought I'd better bring a book with some words in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cheating.
Well, I guess we might as well get started.
Well, I can't get started.
That's good for a start.
I've been around the world in a plane. I've settled revolutions in Spain. But lately I'm so downhearted, 'cause I can't get started with you. When I sell kisses in a bazaar, the girls line up from near and from far. I dig the fourth dimension, but I get no attention from you. You're so supreme. Lyrics I write of you scheme, just for the sight of you dream, both day and night of you. Oh, what good does it do Cincinnati and in Rangoon? I simply smile and all the gals swoon. Their whims I've more than just charted, but I can't get started with you. Thank you. am I no kid to you? I would always stick to you. Fly through thin and thick to you. Tell me why I'm taboo each time I chance to see Franklin D. He always said hi, buddy, to me. With queens I've alicarded, but I can't get started with you.
Thank you. That's a beautiful lyric by Ira Gershwin.
It's gorgeous. It's lasted so many years. It's still going on. Everybody knows it. Mm-hmm. And you did a beautiful, beautiful job with that.
Thank you.
I've got to know, when did you get started? Because you used to be a famous rock star. I mean, how did you get to that point?
I don't think anybody has a memory that long here today. But, I sing rock and roll when the mood takes me, and I love it still, and I love all the music that I get to do. I'm fortunate that I get to do lots of different types of music. But I started out performing in public when I was about 13, 14, just the songs I'd written in my bedroom. And I just found a place where you could play, and those were mainly folk clubs. I didn't really have any formal musical education, and I just learned from listening to records. And fortunately, I grew up in a house full of records, and my father and grandfather both musicians, so I took up the family trade.
It's amazing how somebody can do so many different things as you're doing now, like changing your style of singing, but I mean, you could, maybe you've even sung opera, you could.
I have sung in a modern opera, and I have sung some songs that are associated with classical singers, but you just have to sing truthfully. The songs that, you know, there are certain songs that are beyond my technical capability, and you're trying to find a truthful voice for songs, whether they're written 50 years ago or 500 years ago or last week. And I also write a lot of songs, so they obviously should suit my voice. They don't always, but they should suit my voice.
Well, I see here that you're going to do a wonderful old tune, Dancing on the Ceiling.
A wonderful Rodgers and Hart tune. I heard it first by Frank Sinatra, and then I got so fascinated by the song, I dug back and found the original version, which was, I think, recorded after the production in London. Jesse Matthews. That was the first version of it that I heard, the oldest version of it with
Boy, now I know I'm old. Family. I saw that show. Sing away.
Absolutely.
Because a miracle has brought my lover to me. Though she's some other place, her face I see. At night I creep in bed and never sleep in bed, but look above in the air, and to my greatest joy, my love is there. She dances overhead on the ceiling near my bed. try to hide in vain. Underneath my counterpane, but there's my love up there above. I say, it's not fair, but I'm so grateful to discover that she's still there. I love my ceiling more since it is a dancing floor just for
I like the way we're waiting to see whether we're going to go for an extra line or two at the end of each final.
Well, why not?
There's a moment of tension in there.
We could take a little liberty now and then. Well, there's more to come with Elvis Costello live from the 2006 Tanglewood Jazz Festival. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR.
We're going to do a beautiful song now, and Marianne was talking about having witnessed the original production of Dancing on the Ceiling. I was thinking of doing a couple of songs together, today about age. But the music of this song is, it's really kind of Rumpty Dumpty kind of show business music, which I don't think you really need to hear me sing. It was originally sung by Maurice Chevalier. I can read this lyric for you if you like, in a French accent. How lovely to sit here in the shade with none of the woes of man and maid. I'm glad I'm not young anymore. The rivals that don't exist at all, the feeling you're only 2 feet tall. I'm glad I'm not young anymore. No more frustration, no star-crossed lover am I. No aggravation, just one reluctant reply. Lady, goodbye. The fountain of youth is dull as paint. Methuselah is my patron saint. I've never felt so comfortable before. Oh, I'm so glad that I'm not young anymore.
If I expected love when first we kissed, blame it on my youth. If only just for you I did exist, blame it on my youth. I believed in everything like a child of three. You meant more than everything. All the world to me. If you were on my mind all night and day, blame it on my youth. If I forgot to eat and sleep and pray, blame it on my youth. If I cried a little when first I learned the truth, don't blame it on my heart, blame it on my youth. If you were on my mind all night and day, blame it on my youth. If I forgot to eat and sleep and pray, blame it on my when first I learned the truth. Don't
I like that first part. That was something different. That was great.
That first verse that I recited, or verses that I recited, are from Lerner and Lowe, from Gigi. I just love the connection between the two songs, and I think I can just about get away with blaming on my youth, just for a few weeks longer now.
You're getting to do some things you haven't done that much, aren't you? I mean,
I made a slightly rash promise when I came into the studio to do piano jazz about 3 years ago. I know I enjoyed the recording so much that I said that I would return, and when I returned, I would sing only songs that I'd never performed before on stage, and that so far has been the case. I've heard a lot of these songs in my head and imagined singing them, but I really can't think of any nicer way to do them than with you, you know, if I may say that. Thank you.
I think it's great. You do so many things. You write, too, and you've written lyrics to this next song you're going to do.
Yeah, this is a song that I have recorded a couple of times now. The piece of music is Blood Count, the last composition of Billy Strayhorn, and I got permission from the Strayhorn estate to write a text for it.
How did you ever pick that song to do a lyric to? I mean, very hard.
Originally, I didn't write it for myself to sing. I was producing a record of a classical singer, Ann-Sofie von Otter, a Swedish mezzo-soprano, and she was making a record of popular repertoire, but trying to avoid the pitfalls of classical singers, maybe just taking 25 Jerome Kern songs and whether they suit them or not. But we tried to pick songs that we could look at and get inside. And I came up with the idea that maybe Blood Count could be a vocal piece. And although it didn't end up making the record, I fell in love with the sound of it as a vocal piece and wrote this text. And we did a live recording a couple of years ago at North Sea Jazz Festival, which came out as a record called My Flame Burns Blue, which is the title that I gave to Blood Count.
Well, let's have at it.
As the last light glimmers and the evening hours dim, maybe I'm too proud to utter it out loud, even though my flame burns blue. As the night that I find, I'll tarry and pretend my confidential friend will suddenly appear in view. Fallen dust in a beam and a small stifled scream, alibis and decoys. Were his eyes so turquoise, covered with a lash, they flatter and they flash, even though my flame burns blue, even though the fire that once was desire doesn't look for trouble or dare to flare, look now and
it's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
But it's hard, isn't it?
I feel like I'm in the middle of a Richard Strauss opera sometimes when I'm singing it. It is a tricky tune.
Billy was in the hospital, wasn't he?
I believe he wrote that in the hospital. It is this, you know, it has that melancholy. And when I tried to write the lyric, I tried to think about what an unusual, exceptional person he was, you know, growing up in the time he did, keeping a lot of his... the text that he wrote or the lyrics, the titles that he gave were very expressive titles, A Flower's a Love Some Thing. And it is a love song for somebody that has to keep their love hidden. And I think that was what happened with him. And in that time, people could be more expressive now.
He used to come in the Hickory House and sit at the bar by himself. And I learned a lot of his tunes. I guess I was sort of looking for approbation, you know. It was nice to play his tunes for him and have him tell me he liked them. He may not have liked them at all. He may have thought I played the wrong chords. But anyway, guy is a genius.
What a wonderful experience that was for you.
Yeah. Well, we'll have more in a minute with Elvis Costello, live from the 2006 Tanglewood Jazz Festival. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. You did something so nice. You wrote some lyrics to a song of mine. Nobody's ever done that. I'm just thrilled.
Oh.
And how did you pick this particular song?
Well, actually, I you know, there's so many recordings. I wanted to find something. I wanted to listen to recordings that contain mainly your compositions and then just wait for something to speak to me. That's usually the way it works. I don't make a special... habit of writing lyrics for existing songs, and I wrote a number of lyrics for Charles Mingus compositions. I I had the idea of making Blood Count into the vocal piece that became My Flame Burns Blue.
That's wonderful.
And last year, my wife Diana sang at Oscar Peterson's 80th birthday celebrations, and I wrote a lyric for a composition of his called When Summer Comes. So I just thought it would be a nice thing to bring to a special event like this, as you've been kind enough to invite me back to. And I asked the advice of Alan Broadbent, who I'm working with in Holland very soon, and we toured all this summer with symphony orchestras playing a number of different types of song. And he recommended the record Silent Pool. And when I listened through, there were several tunes that appealed to me, but Threnody particularly spoke to me. So, and I thought it would be interesting to try and write some words that spoke about things that we've lost and things we're losing. And
it's interesting to me.
and let's see what happens, because this is a first time ever. It's a world premiere.
Well, did you even... I'm sort of a word snob, and I picked that word threnody because it sounded better than saying a sad song or melancholy or something. You know the word, of course, meaning. I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally a lament for the dead, but I mean, it often has other associations, and the lyric that I wrote, it just goes through several different, you know, people waste, you waste time. It opens with images of wasting time. It has a sullen hangman in the lyric. It's not a typical romantic lyric by any means. It has a sullen hangman who is that way when he hears of the reprieve. So, you know.
I'm dying to hear what you're doing with this song.
Let's see.
Can't wait.
I don't want to set it up too much. We might hate it.
Following down to the lowering. I'm not buying anything I don't already possess.
That's wonderful. And you picked the most hard songs, like Blood Count, and then this is a hard song, too.
I think I can probably sing it better in time, but for a first go round, everybody seemed to like it, you know.
I'm going to do something sort of in return. I thought I'd do an improvised, like a musical portrait of you.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
As I know you.
Okay.
And
I'll take a seat over
here.
Yeah,
I agree. So here goes.
Thank you.
That was beautiful, Marion. Thank you very much. That's it.
Elvis says, I know him.
A painter once painted me in the company of my friend Zabrodsky Quartet, and the portrait was beautiful, except that all of us looked like walruses. I think you didn't do that to me with that musical portrait. There was absolutely no walrus in it at all. Thank you.
Well, there's more coming up. My guest is Elvis Costello, and we're live from the 2006 Tanglewood Jazz Festival. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Now we're going to have something different from you,
well,
aren't we?
The last time I was on Piano Jazz with you, I did play the piano. And even despite the fact that the program is called Piano Jazz, I didn't think I would risk it on the stage. I can usually only play the piano when nobody's looking. So unless we hand out blindfolds to the audience, I wouldn't advise it. Some people would say I don't play the piano at all.
You want to do four hands?
But so in which case I thought maybe I could sing a song using the guitar, if I may, just for one.
Yes, wonderful.
It's a very old song. I listened to a lot of music from the 1920s and 30s, and I think since I've been married to Diana, perhaps we've listened to even more of it. I don't actually like movies that are in color. You know, I only like, there's only one channel on our TV station, our TV, and that's one that shows just black and white movies, so I just like those songs. A lot of the time, anyway. So I'd like to do one of those, if I may. Can I just play it without describing
it? It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Really interested in this song, too.
This is dedicated to you, Marion.
Didn't we have a lovely evening? Our party was a great success. Didn't Mr. Smith look funny? Did you notice Mrs. Jones' new dress? What did Mr. Brown say to Uncle Benny? It was one of those things, he'd had a few too many. It sure was a hungry crowd that didn't leave a scrap left over. We ought to feel real proud. Mighty glad the darn thing's over. Please go away and let me sleep. No more company to feed. No more papers left to read. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to bed. No more anything to drink. Leave those dishes in the sink. What's to do about it? Let's go nighty-night and so to bed. You're waiting there for me to say I loves you more and more and more, dear. You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before, dear. No more money in the bank. No cute baby we can spank. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to bed. You're waiting there for me to say I loves you more and more and more, dear. You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before, dear. No more money in the bank. No cute baby we can spank. What's about it. Let's put out the lights and go to bed.
I love that there. Now, that's an old one. Rudy.
That's a Rudy Valli song. Yeah. Well, Rudy Valli made it famous. The same guy that wrote Sing Something Simple wrote it. So
I was going to try to get in there, but I thought if I do...
I think we're between the cracks between the guitar and the piano, but I didn't tune up beforehand. I think the cold weather's put my guitar out of tune, but there you are. It's a fun song to sing.
We're going to do one more song together, aren't we?
Can we do one now?
Funny Valentine?
Yes.
That'd be lovely.
Stay.
We've got a little surprise for you now. I'd like to have somebody to sing a song to close the show out. Will you please welcome the love of my life, my wife, Diana Krall.
This wasn't planned, so.
What are you going to sing now?
A song I learned from, I don't know how I learned it, probably from listening to Nat King Cole, If I Had You. Yes.
I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the while. I could turn the gray skies to blue if I had you. I could leave my old days behind, leave all my pals I never mind. There is nothing I couldn't do if I had you. I could climb a snow-capped mountain, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross a burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a queen dear uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There's nothing I couldn't do if I had you. I could cross a burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a queen dear uncrowned, humble or a poor rich or renowned. There is nothing I couldn't do, Shabada, if I had you. If I, Shabada, if I had you. Shabada, 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 Shabada.
Thank you very much, everybody. You're wonderful.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland and her guest Elvis Costello, recorded live in Ozawa Hall at the 2006 Tanglewood Jazz Festival. Special thanks to Tim Martin, Keith Eldar, and Steve Colby. Special thanks also to the Rookwood Inn in Lenox, Massachusetts. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Alex Newman, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production coordinator David Lyon. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is ETV Radio, 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Friends of Piano Jazz, the National Endowment for the Arts, and from Fazioli Pianos. Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and NPR contributors, which include the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives, at gatesfoundation.org, and the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world, on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.